619 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Somewhat here you may find out certain people not like me.
Talking Nerds with Auntie is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Nassau Cruise Port, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Sun Oil Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
We just do it like Nike. We just do it like Nike.
You got it locked and loaded to the Wednesday, January 3rd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty, and your company right up until 6 p.m. And we're going to open up the lines in short order. We got a lot. All right. And, you know, I'm going to hit you up with some FYI. And then once I get that out of the way, well, then you know. We're going to take that first break. And on the flip side of the break, the lines will be open. All right. I'll tell you how to chime in short order. But, you know, like to, you know, keep you in the know and get you where you want to go, get you, keep you well informed. A little FYI for you. Nassau Cruise Port and Jamar Productions present Phil Stubbs live this January 13th. All right. Also performing Niche. All right. You got Irish Thor. All right. And the Spank Band. That's a wicked, wicked lineup right there. Tickets $50, general admission, $75 for VIP. They're available at BahamasTickets.com. That's BahamasTickets.com. At the Plantation Bar and Grill, Caves Heights, and Miniso Mall and at Miniso at the Mall at Marathon. All right, so be sure to check out all those locations. Doors open at 7 p.m. Showtime 9 p.m. All shows three times. You know, all shows. Like I say, pushing this because it's a huge event. All right, and all those entertainers are going to make it that one heck of a show. So be sure to get on out there, check out those ticket locations, primarily BahamasTickets.com or at the Plantation Bar and Grill, Caves Heights, or Miniso at the Marathon. All right, 7 p.m., doors open, p.m. All right, it's all about Phil Stubbs down there at the Nassau Cruise Port. That's going to be off the chain. All right, Fine Threads, new arrivals in stock right now. Be sure to check them out, both locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street. All right, the flagship store and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both of those locations open for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. All right, John's Shoes available for you. John's Plaza, Carmichael, and the flagship store over on there on Rosetta as well. Both of those locations, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Be sure to check them out. New arrivals, all right, including, you know, your flats. All right, a wide selection for men, women, and children, casual, formal, and athletic. They got the workwear as well going on in John's Workwear and Fast Fashions with all the accessories to go on. So be sure to check both of those locations out. All right, John, serving you is always a pleasure. And don't forget they got the small home appliances as well and cookware. So be sure to check them out on all that. Don't forget KFC doing big things as well. All right, they're going to satisfy your cravings before, you know, you do something crazy. Enjoy a KFC six-piece value deal. With six pieces of juicy fried chicken, three orders of crispy fries, and three buttery biscuits, all for only $20. Order online or WhatsApp hi to 557-3663. That's 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. Nobody does value like KFC, and it's always finger-licking good. All right. Here's how you chime in today, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 here in New Providence. Text lines, toll-free to anyone in the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, GuardianTalkRadio.com, that's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh new smart talk all day. Right here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For all my trivia heads, Monday, back at you. We'll kick it off with the brain teaser, and I got a whole bevy of them lined up for you. And we play some great prizes. Joker's Wild Party Passes, Dunkin' Donuts coupons, KFC coupons, lunch and dinner trays from Naughty Johnny's. All right? Yes, we're hooking it up for you. So be sure to listen out starting Monday. Get your thinking caps on. Teaser. Get it? Got it. Good. All right, we'll take a quick break. Flip side of the break. Chime on in. We got lots to talk about. Four murders in. 3 days into the new year. Four murders. Tragic situation on Prince Charles this afternoon. Very tragic situation. Drive-by, broad daylight. For all parties involved in that who lost someone, my thoughts and prayers go out to the families. Tragic situation. All playing out on social media again. have some compassion in 2024 for the victims and the families. You don't think they want to be notified by the authorities rather than learn about it and see it graphically on social media? Y'all need to let your conscience be a guide sometimes. If you all have a conscience, some of y'all. Very tragic situation, though. In addition to that, check out today's Guardian. PM, my focus is inflation crisis. Davis indicates Freedom of Information Act not currently top priority. Wow. PM, crime not going down fast enough. Espionage and man murdered in South Beach. So we got all of that to talk about on the flip side of the break. So chime on in, call on in, because the lines are open as we continue the Wednesday, January 3rd edition of Talking Heads right after this.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Just like every Christmas, let KFC bring all your favorite family members together at the table with you, the essential one, the one bringing the chicken. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy festive big box loaded with 2 pieces of your favorite fried chicken, 4 pieces of our real nuggets of 100% white meat, fries, a biscuit, corn, a delectable strawberry parfait, and a medium soda. Make your Christmas unique with the taste of KFC.
This holiday season, come into John's for all your footwear and fashion needs, where we have women, men, and children covered for work, church, play, or the party in your life. Jewelry, handbags, and of course, gift cards in any amount make a great gift for friends and family. And there is our small appliance section. Need a new outfit for the season? Check out our John's Fast Fashion Clothing Store, a gift shop for a nurse or anyone in healthcare. Come in-store or shop online at johnshoes.com for same-day delivery or free next-day delivery. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas, Bahamas, from John's Shoes.
Jingle all the way around the world with Shell this Christmas. Win $30,000 in prizes when you spend $20 in fuel at any Shell location now through January 5th. Enter now to win 2 round-trip tickets to the Miami Dolphins and Buffalo Bills game, or see the world with a $5,000 travel voucher. Weekly winners will be selected to win thousands of dollars in free fuel, grocery, and many more fabulous prizes. Fuel up and get your receipt for a chance to win with Shell now through January 5th, 2024.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, January 3rd edition of Talking Heads. And I'm looking at the headlines, man. And I want y'all to chime in on some of this stuff, man. I'm looking at the big headline in The Guardian today. Headlines in the 242, like I said, brought to you by Fine Threads. PM, my focus is inflation crisis. Davis indicates Freedom of Information Act not currently top priority. Prime Minister Philip Braverman said yesterday his government's priority this year will be to address the cost of living crisis facing Bahamians. My priority is the cost of living that's impacting the least among us, said Davis. That requires urgent attention as my top priority. He made the comment when asked about a full enactment of the Freedom of Information Act. The Prime Minister made it clear that while he remains committed to a full enactment this term, the matter is not top of his agenda. Within my term in office, yes, but again, priorities require resources, and if I have a choice of getting all those things in place against doing these things to alleviate the strain on my Bahamian people, relief will come first, Davis said. So, for those of you who are always asking for a Freedom of Information Act, myself included, continue to play the waiting game. It's coming this term. Just let me know when I can call BS on this administration and the past administration for just BSing us on the Freedom of Information Act. To me, nobody wants the Freedom of Information. I speak to transparency and accountability regularly, not just one-off, like not it being the norm, you know? It should be the norm. That's why we shouldn't have a problem with having a Freedom of Information Act. All right? We're entitled to it. We need to know what's really going on. And it's very eerily, you know, and I have to say eerily coincidental that this administration does not, you know, abolish the Procurement Act. Don't even use it. They're going to get to the Freedom of Information Act. Leader of Opposition Michael Pindart, yesterday's Guardian, you know, telling them they need to do better in certain other areas. And where's the copy of yesterday's Guardian? Let me grab that so I can make the right quote on that article. But we need to know where our money's going. It's not wrong to ask questions, you know. You all work for us. Administrations work for us. That's here 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Talking. Yeah, popping, Nolly.
Hey, what's going on, 52? Happy New Year to you and yours, my brother.
Yeah, blessed. You know how it go, man. Listen, I had to chime in. You know, I was on fire today, but, you know, my soul is on fire. But, you know, the thing is, mindless conversations and talking about meaningless, mindless narratives, I mean, you know, topics is really getting to me in this human journey, really and truly, right? So we do verbal analytics, and I saw, I think it was the Guardian, the Tribune, but they have them left and right. I read one, and I saw the quotation, I mean, what they said, the Prime Minister said, right? But, you know, I can't knock him for what he's saying, but what I'm saying is when I see different, then I could really agree with what he's saying. But as far as he said, the marginalized, disenfranchised, the poor, impoverished, right? But that's like at healthcare. Let's do some real, real 12 in here, all right? So, like I spoke with Dr. Archer on a final show about the 40B live healthcare. We look at the condition of the Princess Margaret Hospital. It seems to me as if the only way to get served with a gunshot. And that's just the way it is. And so, we're not really hearing from people. A lot of people are afraid to speak out. I spoke to a guy this morning. He works for a security company. And he wasn't paid for a substantial amount of time, over a month or maybe going on, I don't know, maybe it's over a month for sure. And so I told him if he wanted me to mention on the radio, and he said, no. So people are afraid. And so because these companies are owned by ex-police officers and police officers, this is what's going on in the country. But, you know, Naughty, having conversations that people don't want to talk about is a serious thing. If you know the Information Act, right, it seems to me to be the hardest thing to do. So by the time they get around to it, it'll be the freedom of the disinformation act.
Correct.
And so what happens is, I didn't hear you, Naughty.
I am agreeing with you.
Yeah, but the thing is, for freedom of the information act, nothing is free. They themselves said of their own mouth, power and rights has to be fought for, not given, I mean, to you on a platter or by chatter. So at some point in time, you have to move beyond conversations and really get disobedient, you know, on the plantation. I mean, being pacified by words.
You need to be more vocal. I mean, we're far too passive, I agree.
Yeah, but Naughty, what I'm saying is, I want the people, all right, listen to me, getting rid of the poor, all right, there's a narrative of helping the poor, but when you look at what's on the ground, it's actually implementations of systems to get rid of the poor. So you have to be able to see this. Like people, they just accept these mindless narratives about the poor and this foolishness from the sustainable development goals of getting rid of poverty. And I'm so, you know, Naughty, man, I don't, lack of knowledge is a serious thing. Bless up. Give thanks, man.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you chiming in as always, 52. Yeah, it is. Lack of knowledge is a serious, serious thing. You have to take it in and read it. Sometimes you need to make the decision for yourself. Don't be influenced. You know what I mean? Make that opinion yourself. And sometimes if you need help, then talk to people and say, look, this is what I come up with. But at the end of the day, what's your take on it? And then you build, you dialogue. But you don't get force-fed the narrative. Ask questions when necessary. That's the problem. We don't ask enough questions. That's why we end up where we end up. And again, nothing wrong with asking questions about our dime. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Have a pleasant good evening.
Man, turn bucket mouth, man. Jesus, he broke all two of my eardrums just now. It sounded like you calling from a well by Sparky. What's going on? Dear God.
A special happy new year to you.
All right, brother. What's going on, man? What you got for me?
Boy, look, first of all, I'd like to thank my cousin from Ireland, Arthur Guinness. He came in town, and they allowed him to come through immigration without checking the papers. And he bought me a case of Brown Brothers so I could go on Bay Street freely after 56 years of the Valley Boys present on Bay Street. Would you believe your brother bit my walker, even sprayed a walk-up goal?
Sparky, look at how capungled up were you yesterday? We talked about this yesterday and yesterday, sure, you know.
Yesterday?
Yeah, but we talk about your goal. You sounded like a pungal up yesterday.
I don't remember yesterday.
Sounded like you were saying you were on your way home, but we didn't know you was on your way home from, like, the parade just yesterday afternoon, but that's how good it was.
I'll be honest with you, I don't remember yet. Yesterday was the second of the year.
Yeah, yesterday was the second.
Today is the third, right?
And probably your second case. But yeah, and today is the third.
And then when I reached the gate, I left here because I asked somebody to make me one dashiki. I had this dashiki, this headpiece plan, and I sprayed my tennis because I was asking Brian Hadley, them from the Valley, what they want me to do. They say, meet them in the parking lot by Dunkin' Donuts. They had one goal, one vest for me to go down, and I must be there. So I said, oh, they have a makeup thing. And I asked somebody to make me one dashiki. Instead of making me a dashiki, they made me one long gown.
Made you a gown look like a hospital gown, but you had a style image. You could walk up.
Somebody, my boy, Russell, the fellow got them boots in Royal Marina.
Uh-huh.
Asked me if the back of that gown was open.
Hold on, your boy Russell, who got the boats in the marina. What marina? Atlantis Marina?
No, he got the Shabasta Tours.
Tigger
Russell, I forget his name. He had the Shabasco Tours.
Yeah, man. Okay, yeah. Good.
The marina right by my Montague Fish Wrap.
Oh, okay.
That's the Royal.
Sailing Club.
That's the Royal. That ain't the Nassau.
Also on the Eastern Road. I don't know if they let you in there, Sparky. You do PLD with them.
So he texted me 14 months. He said, Sparky, I hope the hospital gown had an opening in the back.
Oh, Lord.
So what happened is I was supposed to put that on with the headpiece with my gold shoes and a black pants, but then I leave the black pants inside the doggone mask. I was supposed to put a belt around to make it really look like a dashiki and leave the belt.
No, you put that around there, you would look like a pirate gone wrong. You'd look like Tinkerbell or Peter Pan. Anyway, Sparky, I got a couple other calls, man. I appreciate you chiming in, man, and call me again tomorrow when you off your third case. I tell you, Sparky was Kapunga Love yesterday. Sparky, remember calling in yesterday and breaking it down for us. Let's go to the phone lines again. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. Mr. Producer. Hey, Mr. Producer. Give me the press right here. Thank you, man. Hi! Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Okay, call us back. Let me check the text lines. Normally, this government needs to get serious and hang these criminals. Enough is enough. How long is this going to go on? Yeah, I mean, it's third day of the year, daytime, you know, drive-by shootings, straight out of a movie. What's going on in Del Nassau? Like, seriously, what have we become? Let's go to the phone lines again. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
It's always a pleasure to follow both Sparky and 52 in particular.
Yeah, man.
You know,
both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, you made a statement saying, you know, lack of knowledge is a very dangerous thing, and I'm paraphrasing. What is even more dangerous is persons who have the knowledge but choose not to use the knowledge to do good. They prefer the evil ways or standbys and just allow evil to happen. There's an old adage that says evil prevails
when good men and women stand by and do nothing.
And that's exactly what's going on in this country. We see all the wrongdoing going on, and some of them just play as if they don't see it. They turn a blind eye and allow it to happen, and then come and try to justify it. That's the part that really irks me the most.
Yeah.
But, you know, the part with these guns, you know, the police claimed some time ago that they have the intelligence of where these weapons are coming from, how they're getting here in the country, and so on and so forth. And the gun amnesty program that I think happened under the FNM at one time, I mean, you know, how many times are we going to have these gun amnesties or even the mention of them and not get to the root cause of how they're getting here, who's bringing them, and why are they here? That's the one or two ports to be the prime location for these guns coming into the country. And they're not coming on board aircraft, unless it's private aircraft. But we can be assured that they're coming by boats. So where is persistence in maintaining a level of officers or security officers on these docks, including the Prince George dock, including Fort Montague dock, including, I mean, every dock should have a presence of police here. I wouldn't even talk about our key dock. You know, but these guns come in here, and everyone seems that they are unaware of, you know, how bringing them, why they're here, and the carnage just continues. I mean, this is 2024, my God, 3 days in, and already we to the fourth murder? Come on, man, we got to do something better than what's going on right now. Anyway, I'm going to continue listening to what everybody else has to say, but that's my commentary for the show. Thanks.
And I appreciate you chiming in as always, Jeff. Good stuff as always, man. Let's get the other call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. I don't know what's going on with this line here today, Mr. Producer. What's happening to this one here? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
Everything all right?
Yeah, man.
Naughty, you talking about shooting, but that's serious in this country, and you getting affected by it. They are opening up the fire hydrants.
Uh-huh.
The water is coming out with a lot of rust.
Okay.
I asked the Ministry of Weight guy, what's going on? You know what he told me? They're flushing the water because of all the rust. I say, why is that? He say, under the ground is all kind of pipes that are rusted back, and they have to keep flushing it, and they're supposed to be giving everybody a filter. When I look at my filter, Naughty, my filter looks so bad.
So which area is that?
Naughty, listen to me. This is a fire road.
Okay.
But Naughty, this is all over Nassau, except for some of the roads that Ingram did and the New Village Road where they changed the pipes. The pipes underground that supply the water. What I'm concerned about, Naughty, in Camp Road, Village Road, in Nassau Village and all them ghettos, some of them kids drinking this water.
Correct.
Bathing in this water, Naughty.
That's
brushing our teeth with this water, Naughty.
Yeah, that's some red flags right there. Let me make a couple of calls and follow up on this too. I appreciate you reaching out to me with that. Let me do some follow up on that.
Can I say something real quick, please?
Yeah, man.
The lady, the nurse at the clinic in Carmichael Road say, "Boy, we having a lot of kidney issues. Your kidney okay? You drink?" I say, "Yeah, I don't have no kidney issues." She said, "We having a lot of kidney issues. If we having kidney issue, could it be that rusty water?" That's all I want to say.
All right, man. I'm gonna follow up on it, man. I appreciate the heads up. We gotta check that out there, Mr. Producer. Let's make a note of that. Let's do some due diligence on that. Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. Talking Heads. Hello. Caller. Yeah, I mean, if you can call with the playback going on, I appreciate it. Thanks for recording. I'm glad you like the show so much. All right, so you can chime in 323-6232 in New Providence, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC 422-GR96. Naughty, where did Sparky get that outfit from? The gown cost the valley big time. Between Sparky dress and the former PM with that shuffle, yeah, ain't nothing happening for them. Oh, Lord. Naughty, when is the flying PM going to dress the nation? I guess when they play land. All right, let's go to the phone lines again. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Oh, this is EG. How you been?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Well, I tell you.
Happy New Year and all that good stuff to you and yours.
Happy New Year, and the war continues, so I don't know what's new. Listen up, Nordy. Sentiment analysis is here in the form of Gemini. I don't know why we don't just simply employ some of the agents that can filter out these criminals and put them to sleep before they get to do another thing like that. And, you know, it doesn't cost much. Getting 11.
Okay, hold on. Let me hear what you're saying correctly, CD, because you had the gate in the new year with woof. So you're saying straight to... What, like a three strikes program and you incarcerate them for life, or am I hearing correctly what you're suggesting?
Well, I started with sentiment analysis in Gemini, which is a chat, GBT. The technology is capable now of finding you because it can reason. And plugged into your keyboard, it can find you. And the technology is here. Why aren't people, they don't normally say things verbally, the way you'd want, they say it in code.
Right.
We have Python is the code that the platform is written on, and it can sniff out the sentiments in you, and we will know what you're planning on doing before you do it. You got me now?
I got you. That's what I'm saying. You're going to the CGI world.
But you guys, don't go dark. This is light.
Okay, all right. I'm making sure, because I know you go. So I have to make sure.
Listen carefully. Darkness and light travels at the same speed.
Which you choose to follow is on you.
Yes, thank you, Naughty. So, but the rusty water situation is true. But you remember this, the PVC scandal some years ago with a little midget prime minister we had here? What happened there?
But you're on the road today, eh? Midget prime minister, there, God. All right. Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. Because I remember a lot of roads being dug up and a lot of stuff supposed to be replaced, but why are we still having this? Text coming in from Grand Bahama, Naughty, don't feel bad. If Freeport has it bad with rusty water too, and it's horrible. Wow. Maybe, is that the next thing that we need to look at dealing with? Is the pipage? And how we, did we lay the pipe correctly in the past? Or we need to relay the pipe now in the future to make it work? Because nobody like rusty pipes. No, sir. No bueno. Excuse me. So, yeah. But a lot of text flying around, too, regarding this latest tragedy. But like I said, where are we at in 2024? Third day of the year, four murders under the belt so far. Crazy. All right, here's something we need to look at. This text coming in, boy. Y'all don't play. Y'all hot today, boy. Y'all doing your due diligence. Y'all doing your investing, everything. Naughty, please, can you address this? The website for VAT filing and for your compliance certificates is not functioning. Here's a screenshot. This service doesn't seem to be working properly. So obviously, they need to get that fixed. Because there's no ease of business, no ease of access. Destroying one of the dailies by interview with Adrian White, MP for St. Anne's, opposition MP for St. Anne's. And he says they're fumbling the ball on the business ease, and maybe it is. When you look at certain websites and they're not functioning. Another text coming in, that's correct, Nwadi. You can't upload supporting documents for VAT filing. Can't request tax compliance certificates and so on. You know whose portfolio this falls under, right? Isn't the PM the Minister of Finance? Maybe he needs to travel less and check his websites more. Jesus. I think he does check a lot of websites, like Expedia. Naughty, it's a new year. Wonder what shootings. Crime not going down fast enough. Something along those lines. It's going down, but not going down fast enough. Hey, Naughty, hanging is the answer. It surely will deter the murder rate. Is this government afraid to hang? I wonder. But is hanging the answer? Has it really been proven that capital punishment is effective? Naughty, all we have is galvanized pipes in Freeport. The port refused to change it. Our water is bilgy. Naughty, the gentleman is correct about the rusty water in the Yellow Elder area. It's awful. Clothes getting damaged in the washing machine. It's horrible. I'm tired of complaining. They only come and flush the lines, and a few weeks later, the rust water is back again. Wow. Bilgy pipes. All right. So it is a problem. So we gotta get on that. And that's another area, too. Mm-hmm. All right. So we got several things we need to talk about, too. But I'm going to ride it right up until the break. And here's, let's get to the phone lines. I see another call coming through. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty, am I allowed to say something about Quick in a Moment?
Yeah, go ahead, Sparky.
Okay, my brother, God bless the dead, was a civil engineer at Howard University. He lived and grew up in the Valley. The Valley was governed by certain people for 40 years. Back in the time when Pinland was there, my brother told them that all the galvanized pipe in the Valley needed to be changed. Today, they have never been changed. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So all that rusty water, what people are talking about in the Bahama Islands, especially in New Providence, there's a bunch of old galvanized pipes sitting underneath the ground. The Ministry of Works is quite aware of that. Has never been changed. All the new infrastructure that we have here, the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, have the new PVC pipes, of clean pipes and stuff, right? So understand that. My last comment is, Sparky did not go down with the Valley Boys. I went down by myself in my outfit to celebrate my mother and myself for 65 years. I went to Rawson Square, spoke with the Prime Minister and the Lady Prime Minister, and Mr. Arthur Guinness, my cousin from Ireland, told me to go back to the bar and go home. So I had nothing to do with the Valley Boys other than to wish them well. And they're cheap for us again. Have a good day.
Have a good one, Sparky. Teeth, teeth from teeth. God smiles, Sparky. All right. Here's some more text coming in. Naughty, the government is fully aware of the water problem. Also, do you know that out west is on another water system? They pay to one of the rich residents out there. So check it out. There are two water companies here, so they don't bother with water in church. Two water companies? Okay, I'm going to investigate that. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
Dr. Sam to you, buddy.
What you got you
know,
for me?
At least I call you because you're the state call. You don't come on here preaching and, you know.
Yeah, you're having a good one.
Yeah, but the man on the water situation, I thought they change up a lot of the pipes now.
I thought so, too. And I'm glad you called, but in my mind's eye,
yeah,
I remember a couple of years back, there were a lot of roads with work being done, with pipage being put in, if
yeah,
I'm not mistaken.
A lot of pipe. But I'll say this. I know you know by Super Value on East Street, South by with that dual garage radio.
Right.
They done dig up there a couple times. I don't know why they don't trench the whole thing and take out all our old pipe.
Right.
You know, because I see leaks. They fix one leak. Now
and especially if it's going to be continued rusty water and become hazardous to residents.
Right, because I think that's a big line, but they need to change it. They patch a leak spring up, they patch it. They go down the road, they patch it. If you know what I mean, in between the highway and Robertson Road heading, a matter of fact, on the northern side heading north, they done to dig a couple times, block up the road, and they need to change the whole pipe and done. Now, the gentleman ran on about kidney. Well, kidney problem could happen from a number of things. You could have high blood pressure, and that could blow your kidney. You know?
Yeah, that could be a problem, too.
Yeah, and another thing, I don't drink the water. Most famous.
And from what I've been hearing down there, and what's going on in the hospital with that dialysis situation, that's not an easy situation to get your dialysis, either.
Yeah, that's why you're one. You don't want to blow your kidney. You want to fight. But see, drinking water will help you not blow your kidney.
Correct.
Like I say, a lot of Bahamians don't drink that government water. We'll use it for other things, you know.
Right, but you never know who does.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Maybe they don't have it like you are out of it,
yeah,
you know?
I had it for years. I always drink the Tingham water for all my life. In my area, don't have no water problem. No,
all right, which area are you in?
Huh?
Which area are you in?
I'm in the Coral Harbor area.
All right, all right. Yeah, but Coral Harbor, way out west there, they all normally didn't have no issues like that.
But anyhow.
Good day up from you, man. Don't be a stranger. Chime in whenever.
I know I sympathize with the Dolphins and, you know.
Difference a week makes, eh, buddy?
I don't want them getting hurt now. It's crunch time.
Man, listen, y'all ain't going to survive the BB gun. Baltimore and Buffalo. Buffalo could give you your things on Sunday, and that'll be that. And y'all play all Saturday. Y'all be playoff bound.
I spoke for the Colts.
Well, listen, you're all right there, and as a matter of fact, you all got actually.
Yeah, all we got to do is win.
It's
been
and you win, and you got Jonathan Taylor back pretty healthy, and the defense playing decent to keep in games. You never know what y'all could do.
We got hanging there. We got hanging there. Trust me, the Colts are a little tough.
There you go. But call us in at 5 o'clock with me and Pearly talking football this week, man. Make sure I chime in with your team. All right.
All right.
Be safe, man. Take it easy. All right, let's check the text lines again. Naughty, what was the significance of appointing 14 assistant commissioners of police? Crime is still out of control. Yeah. I wonder what my good friend, Mr. Monka, isn't he the ambassador to crime or crime deterrent? What's he doing? It's crime. I don't think he's taking up, you know, McGruff ain't taking nobody out of crime. Naughty, the Western waters provided by New Providence Development Company. Okay, thank you for that heads up. Appreciate that. See, I love my audience, man. You're all biggity and smart and bumptious and braggadocious and bossy all at once. I like it. That's how we roll. That's how you get it all. All right. Phone lines are still open. Something else we need to talk about, the handicapped parking situation. Now, listen, I didn't call out some areas that I've got now people working with me on. Harbor Bay, a whole entire Harbor Bay, y'all need to do better. Y'all need to do better. Y'all ain't got no conscience up there. And the foolishness that y'all allow is ridiculous. No, I know people shouldn't park there, but I just don't like how people talk to me bad when I tell them don't park there. Man, if you ain't supposed to be in handicap, do your job, don't make sure they don't park in handicap. That's Harbor Bay. You still got some denied oxygen in the womb offenders up there in Sea Grape. Mm-hmm. And then if you make your way out toward Fresh Market in the west, out there at Old Fort Shopping Plaza, man. And them set out there just bug me. Because some of them is being titled set. Oh, but I'm in a Porsche. I'm in a Beamer. I'm in a Benz. So, you ain't handicapped, get your bungie out in the handicap parking. So we could turn up the heat. You know, we got government vehicles. Did you see a couple of pictures sent to me over at Christmas? Government vehicles parking in the fire zone. And the loading zone that you shouldn't be parking in. In the no parking space. Listen. Know better. Do better. We lighten you all up in 2024. Lighten you right up. Because again, and I reiterate on behalf of handicapped Bahamians and disabled Bahamians, they want to live a normal life. They want to get to their spot, get in if they need the ramp, use the ramp, get into the store, do what they need to do, and go about their business. They don't need to be inconvenienced by self-centered, selfish idiots. Because that's, for lack of a better word, that's who you all are who do that. No good reason to take up those spaces. None. Quality supermarket out west. Mm-hmm. Cable Beach Shopping Center out west. You all just next set. And you all just be allowing them taxis to pull up. And some of you all taxis jump slick. Yeah. You all get the little handicap stick on the back and it's a handicap friendly vehicle. That don't mean you handicap, and that ain't handicap parking, because when I watch some of you, I was put up in there brisk, and nobody in your cab is be handicap. Anyway. Naughty, so what are they paying Rodney Monka for? His salary can pay 2 or 3 registered nurses or some teachers. Yeah, I agree. I don't know. I need to ask Rodney when I see Rodney. Yeah, I knew how to find him. Right around the corner here. Probably when I got afraid, I could find him under the tree. Anyway, Mr. Producer, that's it. We're going to the break and then to the news? To the break and the news? All right, we're going to hit the break, then to the news. And at 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sports. Pearlie will be in the building. Good stuff, everybody who chimed in. And like I said, where are we in 2024? 3 days in, 4 murders already? Come on, man. This is a societal thing now. I can't point the fingers. We all got to come together and deal with this, man. All of us have to play a part in curbing this. It's too far gone. The chickens have come home to roost. Now we got to put them in the pen, put them in the coop, separate the roosters from the chickens and the hens from the roosters. You got it. And make sure we get on this thing right. You can't keep seeing what we see again today, man. It's not us. Not us at all. Wednesday, January 3rd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great? Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience. You want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
The Nassau Cruise Port presents Phil Stubbs Live at the all-new Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater.
January 13th.
Gates open at 7 p.m. Showtime 9 p.m.
Book your tickets now at BahamasETickets.com.
General admission $50, $75 VIP.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists.
You're raking and scraping with Ira Storr, Nishi LS, and Phil Stubbs Live.
Brought to you by the Nassau Cruise Board. It's not just a concert. It's a night to remember.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, January 3rd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty, any company right up until 6 p.m. Into the 5 o'clock hour, we're talking sports, waiting for Pearlie to zoom in. Pearlie should be zooming in any moment. I'll begin to there, Mr. Producer. Let's see if we got Pearlie. Do we have a Pearlie sighting? Look for Pearlie. Pearlie trying to zoom in. Okay, just keep an eye out. Pearlie, you know, I think you got to step away from the air fryer, and yeah. But nonetheless, we'll get into what we need to get into right now. And just touching on what we talked about in the first hour, though, real quick. I texted in during the news. Great idea. Great suggestion. Those folks experiencing the rusty waters, you can actually have those waters, your water, tested independently. Contact AquaPure, for example. Ask them to test your water, and they can let you know exactly what's going on. Then, if there's an issue with the rust, if there's a high content of rust or whatever, then you can forward that on to your MP. MP can forward that on to Mr. Sweden, Ministry of Works, and let him know. We need some pipe clay. Need to lay some pipe clay. Simple. And And that's a good way to find out what you're really working with. And then you can hold people accountable who needs to be held accountable in order to get those situations fixed. And from a health standpoint, you know what you're up against. We got Pearly yet? Is Pearly in? I can hardly hear Pearly.
I'm here.
Hey, what's going on, Pearlissima?
Long day, brother. Long day.
What happened? You buck into some Dolphin haters and Dodger haters? Eh?
No, that's a long day.
Oh, well, I hope you feel better, man. If you find your way to the air fryer, I'm sure you'll feel better.
I wish.
I know you go. You get creative. All right. Well, let's get today in sports history out of the way. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget, it's Wednesday. Happy hour going on right now, 5 to 7 p.m. out there at Naughty Johnny's. Check them out on the highballs and on the great happy hour specials. All right, give them a call, 377-7776. See what they got going on for you. All right, always a good time at the happy hour at Naughty Johnny's every Wednesday, every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. All right, on this day, January 3rd in 1941, the National Collegiate Football Rules Committee announced a new rule that permitted free substitution of football players. For the first time in NHL history, a goal with 3 points all came from the same family. Reg Bentley scored with assists from his brothers Max and Doug. 1962, work began on the Houston Astrodome. 1977, the Kansas City Royals released pitcher Lindy McDaniel, ending his 21-year career. 1983, Tony Dorsett of the Dallas Cowboys made the longest run from scrimmage in the NFL history. Dorsett ran 99 yards in a game against the Minnesota Vikings. I watched that. 99 yards, and there's only 10 Cowboys on the field on offense. So he did it under duress. And they can only tie that record. I think Derrick Henry tied that record, if I'm not mistaken, with a 99-yarder of his own. 1991, Wayne Gretzky scored his 700th goal. 1997, Rod Brind'Amour of the Philadelphia Flyers scored his 200th career goal. 2005, former Pittsburgh Steeler Lynn Swann declared his candidacy for Pennsylvania governor. 2010, Chris Johnson of the Tennessee Titans, CJ2K, set the NFL single-season record for yards from scrimmage. He finished with a season with 2,509 yards. 2010, Tony Romo of the Cowboys set a team record when he took every snap for the entire regular season. Sports quote of the day, the difference between a successful person and others is not lack of strength, not lack of knowledge, but rather a lack of will. Vince Lombardi. And that's a wrap on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. What's going on, Pearly?
I'm right here, brother. I'm right here, man.
And we got some local sports to talk to.
And all right.
We get
all
into right. that in a second. Of course, you know, the home court is all brought to you, of course, by Burger King NASCAR. BK got big things going on. As a matter of fact, it's Whopper Wednesdays, all right? Yes, you got the Whopper Wednesdays going on at BK. You got a Whopper and a small fries, only $5.99. The Whopper Wednesday special at your favorite Burger King Nassau location. Get on in and get you a Whopper and fries, only $5.95 on Whopper Wednesday. And that includes that. That's a good look right there. Ain't nothing wrong with a Whopper, you know what I mean, Pearly?
Yeah, my brother, nothing wrong with a Whopper.
Unless you do it right, unless you get it right, hot, man, and fresh and ready to go. Top of the line.
New rule.
Your way right away at Burger King. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right, local sports scene, the home court. Nassau Guardian named the team of the year. That's the men's basketball. They took the top honor, as they should. I think they were the most impressive team that we put out internationally, and their result speaks for itself. Taking nothing from the track and field team, the beach soccer teams. Thursday, you got some youth flag footballers to talk to. Pearly, 3 youth flag football teams returned from a big tournament in Texas, and they did well.
They did well. Didn't win. I spoke to them today.
All right.
I spoke with them earlier today. They didn't win, but, you know, they did well. They tried their best.
And that's the good stuff right there, the development of it. And you got the T-Bird Flyers meet set for this weekend in track and field. So the local sports underway, too. Teams getting ready for the season. Got some practice in middle of the month. You know, JB Land, Freedom Farm, and, you know, others will be starting their league, reloaded. So, yeah, a lot of baseball ready to play.
Yep.
So
I'm excited.
I know you're excited, but you're more excited, you know, for your big brand of baseball. And slide right into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Be sure to check them out, both locations, the flagship store, Mackey Street, and the new location right out there, R&D Plaza, JFK. All good. All GWOD good. And don't forget, in addition to the gyros, be sure to check them out on the bowls as well. Rice off the chain. Pick up the chef, come in the crew. And Pearly.
That full pork salad, I in love with that.
I know you are. Now, a couple of things to talk about. You can go ahead and congratulate me, because in the Press Box Fantasy Football League, you're now talking to the only two-time champion, the only man to sip from the Golden Goblet twice.
Congratulations, Naughty. You didn't give me a chance to, but congratulations.
And I like what you did in the other portion. You still managed to end up, you know, on your feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
No shame in your game. And over there, you know, in the other league, in the big money one, you know, I still got another week to go, but I have a lead, and I'm destined to win that title this year, man. It's my year to win that league.
You had a good year. I had a terrible fantasy.
But wait, there's more. You know who brought home the Eastern Road League, buddy? You know who brought home the title on the weekend? Pearly, you know who did it?
No, do you win the Eastern Road one too?
But bye-bye. Call me champ, buddy. Call me champ. CDs. I'll tell you my team's name off here. I will tell you it on air. It's named after CD Lamb and the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
And there's a famous saying, you know, like D's. Okay? CDs. Anyway, I knocked out my good brethren right here from the Guardian in circulation. Kurt Monroe, he made the finals. But it wasn't pretty in the finals. It was 140-90.
Oh, my God. You destroyed him.
Well, listen, I knew I was off to a good start Saturday night when Sedarian Deleon Lamb blew up for 36 points. When CD went off for 13 for 227 in the touchdown, that was it. Dak had me in a good position. And then, just as I played my hunches, Zay Flowers blew up for me in Baltimore. And Zay's been my guy all year. You know, nobody saw me take him in the draft as a rookie. I was like, don't worry, that kid's going to blow up for Baltimore. He did. Chris Godwin blew up for me. CD blew up for me as my receivers. I had Aubrey the kicker for Dallas. He got me some points. He's been perfect all year on field goals. So I can't go wrong.
Yeah. I hope that kid can kick. I hope he don't make it to the playoffs to miss. I hope he goes all the way through because he's really a good kicker.
Get you behind me, Satan, with that jinx talk. I hear you. But no. It ain't happening. And then my running backs, Pearly. My running backs, man. I had Taylor from the Colts. He gave me 16 points, and I was happy with that. And Pacheco absolutely blew up. So it was overkill at that point. But yeah, I took that one too. 3 of 3 this year. 3 finals.
Excellent.
3 championships. And then I made the playoffs in a couple others and ended up in third in 2 other leagues. Yep.
Very good.
It was a good run.
You had a good year. You had a really
good year. We get your fantasy, Pearly. We eat good. You might get a next jersey and all too.
That'll be nice.
You might get that Tyreek after all.
That'll be good. Oh, there's always the Mookie, you know, Yamamoto.
The Yamamoto might work. What about the Otani?
I'll take that. No, I'll take anyone.
Yeah, well, you got a lot. But them Dodgers are obscene, though.
Yep. And you'll be selling the money. You'll be selling the manga for Imanga and for Hater.
Well, now what I'm hearing is it's a mass exodus. Anybody who can get on the Dodgers wants to get on the Dodgers. Some even taking less money. So if that's the case, here we go. Now, the Yankees, the good thing about the Yankees, they haven't really spent too much yet. In fact, they haven't spent a dime yet. So I think they're going to be able to spend. Heyman is still out there too, Pearly.
But Hader, you're all in the running for Hader as well. No, Josh Hader's in the money.
No, I'm talking about Josh Heyman, the pitcher from San Diego.
Yes, he is.
And he's no chop liver either. Let's go to the phone line so we got a call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Brayman here.
What's going on, Brayman?
Quality days. Just talking away so long with you.
Pearly.
Pearly, what's up, man?
Hey, right here, my brother. I'm right here. How you doing?
Wonderful. Stay right in there, man. I'm holding, thank God. But...
Turn your radio down for us, Brayman.
Yes, I'm trying it right now. I'm trying to find it. The knob, you see?
Yeah, man.
Pearly, the reason why I call you, not Pearly, Naughty.
Uh-huh.
Pardon me. The reason why I call you, right? I need me a couple of Miami Heat jersey. Can you help me?
You need some Miami Heat jersey? You're a Miami Heat fan?
Right.
There's a site called Fanatics. They have everything, every jersey for every team on that, college and pros.
Well, you know I cannot see, right?
I got you.
We'll figure it out. Bradman, do me a favor. Call me tomorrow, and I'll point you in the right direction on how you can get some Heat jerseys. What size you wear?
Large.
Any particular player you like on the Heat? Who you like? Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero? Who?
Well,
Bam Adebayo?
The whole group. I just want, you know, a couple of, I've been trying to get them from that time.
All right, man. Make sure you call me tomorrow. I think I can get you hooked up. I can point you in the right direction, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, make sure. But you can't bust no corn, though. You can't bust no corn. Promise me you can bust no corn.
I'm trying to stay clean, Naughty.
Yeah.
But you know I'm violent like that. But when people are going to destroy my house.
Right.
And my premises and they don't, that makes me angry. And
I understand all of that, but so, you self-admitted that you don't see too well, so I need you not seeing too well busting corn. You understand what I'm saying? That might not work.
Well, you know.
You might have metal pole in my ricochet and hit you in the bungee, and you want that.
Anything could work if you really want it to work.
And that's your perseverance.
Like that, you know what I mean?
There you go. I won't have to call you Ricochet or Toilet or Toilet Mike.
Hey, blessing. You all have a beautiful
safe
day.
You too, Raymond. Be safe, my brother.
Slow Christ. You're all the same.
Always, my man. All right, man. Yes, man. Listen, man. I go work on them Heat jerseys for you, Raymond. No problem. Speaking of the Heat, though, were they holding it down in the East? Surprisingly, probably. Every night they got injuries, but the night in and night out they play decent basketball.
Hero is really playing some good ball.
I like them on the parlays, though. They don't let me down on the parlays, man. Once they get me the right amount of points to cover, man, what? Miami's one of my go-to teams.
Yeah, they're doing well.
Listen, they really starting to like the one thing about my Yankees. They really starting to like this Judge Cole Stanton situation. They looking like they got a deal with the money they spent now.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we only spent $300 million on Judge. Thank God he wasn't up for free agency this year. After Otani, they'd have to give him $1 billion or $700 million.
No. What he brings to them, they would get, he would have won more.
Yeah.
But now, there are not many people who put in the kind of numbers Otani's putting up to justify getting the same money.
Caller, we coming to you right now, but listen here, Pearly, why didn't you tell me that the Dodgers and the Yankees had a little trade?
I might have missed that with trade.
This went back during the Otani trade, you know, but this just started to pop up because I think it was the famous player to be named later.
Okay.
So apparently, the Dodgers traded reliever Victor Gonzalez and infielder Jorbit Vivas. Jorbit Vivas is the player to be named later.
Who's the player to be named later?
Jorbit Vivas, that's who it is.
But that's who we getting, Jorbit Vivas. Who is he? You know him?
I'm asking you because I'm like, who's Jorbit Vivas? But anyway, Jorbit Vivas, along with Victor Gonzalez, went to the Yankees, and the Yankees gave up shortstop prospect Trey Sweeney, who I think you should like. He's a pretty decent shortstop.
Okay.
He's a Dodger kind of guy. Spread the ball around the outfield, a lot of speed, good glove. He could fit right in your rotation. He could steal some bases, too. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm just trying to think about it.
You need to tell me who Jorbit Vivas is.
I'm trying to remember who he is. He's a minor leaguer.
That sounds like a Star Wars name, Jorbit Vivas. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
It's Happy New Year, but it can't be that slow for you and Pearly to both be talking Yankees and Dodgers.
No. Hold on. Whoa. First and foremost, happy holidays. Happy New Year. All the best to you and the fam for the New Year.
I've been out of the country since the 20th. So
I know, because me and Pearly did not hear from you when they took some cut skin. We didn't hear from you.
Don't worry, but I hear from Pearly when the Cowboys get beat by the Dolphins.
No. That's because you was out of the country. We were live. We were fully loaded.
Y'all were fully loaded? Some of y'all was more loaded than others.
And then we
talked about the beating the Dolphins put on Dallas, and we talked about the real cut hip that Baltimore put on the Dolphins.
Let me say this. Okay, first of all, you know, I just came back from my annual bowl trip.
Why in God's name did y'all beat Florida State 63-3? Why? Tell me why.
Because we was mad, and somebody was going to take that, because we was going to take it at home to the wife and turn. So somebody had to tote that beating.
Okay. So Florida State knew they used to do that beat, so they sent their little brothers to get beat up instead of the big brothers.
Now they did Florida State wrong, though, because if the college football committee said that they weren't good enough, undefeated, to put them in the playoffs, what they should have done was given them a cupcake to play so that them 13-0 kids could at least finish the season. You don't get them Georgia, and you know Georgia coming in like a hornet's nest.
They wasn't worrying, but who feeling is worrying but them Bucks they can make. You know how that ratings Georgia Florida State game was?
The second quarter, nobody's watching. Guy's the biggest dog fan, and I wasn't watching.
That's true.
Had the third string quarterback playing to start the second half.
Yeah.
The 42-3. Come on, man. I'm a dog fan, and I'm telling you they did Florida State wrong. They should have given Florida State liberty or one of them other things. Let them finish 14-0. At least let them feel good. All right? You can't.
Who should give you all an orange ball?
Anybody. Because anybody we played was going to get cut up. We was mad. And anybody we played was going to throw that cut up. Because we was not carrying that sour taste in our mouth for the rest of our season. You better believe it. You know?
But now, where do you all go from here? Was that a message to look for you all to be the number one team in the nation next year when the rankings come out preseason?
Listen to me. I feel sorry for who put in of next year. We saw the fella in around Chip and I'm Russia named Big Jew, right?
Yeah.
And when Big Jew have a bad day from 9 to 5, everybody going to have a bad night from 5 to 9. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So next year... Boy, listen, all I can tell you, I'm sorry for them.
I understand.
Okay? Now, my Chiefs, let me be the first to say this. Because, you know, I tell my Dolphin fans.
Y'all miss Bienemy.
I will not be a hypocrite. We miss Bienemy. I said that.
He is the Mahomes whisperer.
Discipline. No. Bienemy brings discipline. And you see it in Washington. What are the players complaining about? He's too hard on us. He's make you practice till you get it right. And that's what's been missing for us this year. And hopefully they fire Rivera and all of them, and we bring back the enemy as an associate head coach and fix this thing. Because Nagy ain't it, buddy. Nagy ain't it.
We have an incarnation. No. He's been here.
The enemy can be the next Washington head coach. So yeah,
no, boy. No,
that's
no,
probably what it's going to be, though.
Listen to me. I'll say this right now, right? Nobody is playing as good ball as Baltimore. And if we play the best we played all season... You still can't beat them.
If they continue playing the way they're playing.
If they... Listen, no. Only injury gonna mess them up because they ain't gonna beat themselves. Todd Monken, that's the other reason.
Only injuries messing all the contenders up. Injuries.
Yeah,
messing.
But Todd Monken got that Ravens offense clicking. It started slow, but they're clicking now.
You realize that Lamar does not have a single 1,000-yard receiver. He is leading the league in rushes, but they're killing everybody on defense. Aaron Austin. That secondary is about as shut down as when Revis was there. Roquan Smith is basically playing the best linebacker of any linebacker in the league, and they can get to the quarterback rushing 4, which means they daring you to beat them with 7. You can't run on them. All right? And Lamar is playing smart ball. Monken has him working. I mean, and I don't expect no difference. Monken made Stetson Bennett a 2-time most outstanding player in football. And Stetson ain't got none of the tools Lamar got. I could just imagine what Monken is doing with him. And you know what? They put in the league on notice, and including Patrick, that he better get his stuff together because Lamar about to hoist a Lombardi this year. I hate to say it, but that's what it's looking like.
They look strong. They look very strong. I can't lie.
They don't look strong. They look like the best team I've seen play since the 17-0 Patriots.
Yeah. And basically, they're very healthy. If you take Andrews, outside of Andrews, they're healthy. They got a healthy team.
Yeah. And the worst part about it is they don't have any weakness for you to exploit.
Yeah.
They just don't. They're just solid. Harbaugh is coaching his butt off in here. I mean, he is coaching his butt off. So, you know, you might have the two Harbaugh brothers lifting the trophy, this year, but I pull in for Washington State. I pull in for my boy Mike Phoenix.
Mike Phoenix is something special. Me and Birdie were talking about him yesterday, man. He was electrifying.
Michigan. I just glad they beat Alabama. You know,
yeah,
and I was at that game, so we were at the Sugar Bowl. So
okay, I was very happy Alabama got beat.
That was an incredible game, man. Listen, that was an incredible game. Okay.
Yeah, it was a really good game. It was.
Yeah. So Washington, I watch Washington. I mean, them dudes, they just there's no give up on them, and I think they can give Michigan a.
But now they're talking about Harbaugh leaving Michigan and heading to the pros.
Well, sanctions
coming down on them. Sanctions coming down. So you're good.
Okay, listen to me. Why would he go to the Chargers? Spanos is reputedly the cheapest owner in the NFL.
Yeah.
Okay, the absolute cheapest owner, and he likes to meddle. Why would you go to the Chargers? Any job open up, like, let's say, for some stupid reason, the Rooneys wake up and say, okay, Tomlin, thanks, but no thanks, which I think is kind of silly, and I don't think they're going to do it, right? But that's the only real job I would take if I was him. And you still need a quarterback. And Pittsburgh is probably going to take too high to get a quarterback. So if I'm on a stay in Michigan.
I think Russell Wilson is the perfect stopgap for Pittsburgh until they find that quarterback.
Actually, Russell fits that scheme well. But if Belichick retires, don't be surprised.
Well, all I can say to you, my brother, is I don't know. What's going to happen in New England? I don't think it's going to be as much drama as people think it's going to be. I think you can see Belichick right back there next year because they're going to have a high draft pick. He may not be the actual GM. They ain't going to pull a title from him, but he might not be the actual GM. But they ain't losing no sleep for now. So I mean, at the end of the day, we'll see what happens. But anyway, happy New Year to you all, fellas, man.
Yes, my brother. And hope all is well and glad you're back home safe and sound. And you had another good run watching your dogs.
We had a good run. We did the Capital One Bowl. We did the Sugar Bowl. We did the Gator Bowl. We did the and we did the Lakers and Pelicans game where I saw LeBron get dunked off a bunch of times. So
because he wasn't playing on defense. Was that the one when he said the 3-pointer was the 2-pointer was a 3-pointer and he still crying over it?
Yep.
Yeah. He's still on social media crying over that.
The boys and I had a wonderful, wonderful New Year's, man. Wonderful
New Year. Glad you all had a good run, man.
All right, fellas.
And we'll look to hear from you next week, man, because we got plenty of football coming up. All right, be safe. Yeah, Purdy, but like I say, that Georgia team, I think, is going to poise itself to be a big contender next year.
I think so, too.
Run away.
I think you're going to see sanctions on Michigan. Alabama's going to be a pretty good team next year. Florida State. I think quarterback is going as well, eh?
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how everything shapes up next year. It's pretty much Georgia, Alabama, those two to fight for. Ohio State, their quarterback is going too, I think.
Yeah, and they're losing Marvin Harrison Jr. They're going to take a step back. They'll be there in 2 years. They got a good recruiting class, but you got to let them develop.
Yeah.
Now, on another note, we had a conversation about that Cowboy Lions game and the officiating, right? So you and I went and I did some more due diligence yesterday. And for all the hullabaloo this caused, the Lions shot themselves in the foot, and I'll tell you why. After everything, and after claiming to say that he reported eligible, number 68 lined up on the line of scrimmage. Therefore, i.e. making him ineligible. He was equal with the line. You can't be on the O-line like that. You got to take a step back.
Off the line. They spoke about that.
No, I have the picture right here, Pearly. After I watched the video, I got the picture. He wasn't off the line. He was quite on the line.
Okay.
And the tight end was lined up right behind him. So if he needed to be eligible, he had to be even with the tight end. And he wasn't. Therefore, he's an ineligible receiver. They overthought it too much. They tried to outslick it too much. They tried to disguise it too much. If they would have done it a little bit different, they would have pulled it off. But they rushed it, trying to cover it up with all those tackles running out there. That's why Penny Sewell was out there first. Penny Sewell ain't catching no ball, but he was the first one out there talking. Then number 70 came along. Then 68 came along. I was like, ref, I'm eligible. Ref was long confused after that. And he still lined up on the line. He shouldn't have lined up. So I feel good. My heart is free. I've done all the due diligence. I saw where it panned out. I feel good with on that one.
Okay. I ain't got no more to say.
I know. Everything cool. Now, the Lakers situation came up. They're talking trades for Zach LaVine and possibly DeJounte Murray. I think DeJounte Murray is that talent that we need to get. I think he's a young enough point guard to last us for years that could facilitate AD post-LeBron. And they're not asking for Austin Reeves in a deal.
They're not?
No, they'll go D'Angelo Russell.
Okay.
Hachimura. Ooh. Prince. Jackson Hayes Smith and a draft pick.
All of them players?
But what I'm hearing is they're trying to package that to make it possible that they get LaVine and Thingham in the deal and DeJounte Murray.
Okay.
So that involve the Hawks, the Bulls, the Lakers. And in that scenario, if they don't do it two-team, which I mentioned before, then Reeves may be in the picture. And that's something you got to weigh the options on.
Yeah.
But if you get back a Zach LaVine and, say, Alex Caruso and bring him back to L.A., now you got something off the bench. You got another point guard to help the situation. Zach LaVine, if he's healthy, could put up numbers, and so could DeJounte Murray.
That's true.
But it leaves us not in a good situation with the bench. And now I'm hearing other rumors that, and I don't know if this is just clickbait because he's upset and he wants to end up somewhere else, or if he's actually concocting this, but now I'm hearing Kevin.
No, he's not happy.
The Lakers could be an option, like honestly could be an option.
He's not happy at all. And they're saying that a lot of times that KD is not happy there. The team has not done the things that they should have done. He's not happy at all.
But I mean, what are we going to get from KD if we get KD at this stage? That'll be him and LeBron who could probably score, but no defense.
But KD plays a little more defense than LeBron.
He does, but it's still not all of that, Purdy. Come on.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, we probably give up some good players.
Most definitely. And the last first-round pick that we control.
I'm not for that.
I mean, we got to hold on to some things, you know? I mean, I think KD's nice, and it sounds sexy, but, you know, he's 35, 36. He's up there.
He got a couple more years to give you, man. You're trying to sustain a long term.
If they were going young, like someone like a Ja Morant or possibly old boy in Minnesota, the guard Edwards, that's different. You know what I mean? Those are special talents.
Yeah.
And they're young, so you could see them carrying a squad for you know, with the right role players and keeping you competitive until you can make another, you know, two headed monster with another superstar. But boy, I tell you. Right now, the bench pieces, so we might have a good starting five, but what are we going to have as a bench? And that was the problem in Phoenix. Phoenix had no bench. Yep. I think that's part of the reason why Durant is so upset.
You're correct.
All right, Pearly. Let's.
You're very correct.
Get over to the picks, my brother, because, you know, we got to do this with the Island Game. Simply log on to theislandgame.com. And they got an awesome sports book. Just click on the sports book. Multiple ways to play, multiple players to win. And great options, like I said. And this is what we got tonight. Let's see who we got tonight. We got we got NFL on the weekend, starting on Saturday. And you got the NBA tonight.
We have no NFL tomorrow night?
No NFL tomorrow night. Kicks off on Saturday.
All right.
NBA tonight, the loads of NBA. Whew, my God, Pearly, fully loaded tonight with the NBA schedule, man.
You bet.
All right, we got the Bucks and the Pacers. I like the Bucks to beat the Pacers by 3. Bucks getting in the groove now and playing well.
I like that as well.
The Cleveland Cavaliers by 9.5 at home over the Wizards. The Cavaliers played down to their competition. They've blown a ton of spreads this year. I like them at home with the money line. Play it safe with the money line at home.
Exactly.
Oklahoma City Thunder on the road, -1 over the Hawks. I'll take that any day of the week. I like that one right there.
And they put up a really good game against Boston last night, so this is a back-to-back.
There you go. Brooklyn Nets on the road against the Houston Rockets. Houston Rockets quietly pretty decent at home this year, you know.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Five-point cover against the Nets. I don't know. I'd probably take the Nets with the 5 points because the Nets do really well against the spread. You want to play it safe with Houston? Take the Rockets in the money line.
Yes.
Pelicans and the Timberwolves. Timberwolves 6.5-point favorites at home. They're coming off again. This one I'll play it safe with because the Pelicans are a decent team too. You might want to take them with the 6.5 or take the Timberwolves to cover on the money line.
Yeah.
Memphis Grizzlies by 1.5 over the Raptors at home. Memphis at home. I love it. With John Morant, I love it. 1.5 points. I love it.
Yeah, that's a good. I'll take that.
The new look New York Knicks with DJ Anunoby. What his name is? Anunoby.
Anunoby, yeah. Is that a good pickup for them, you think?
Yeah, Anunoby. Yeah, man. Part of the all-name team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Him and Drubbit Vivas.
Vivas. I like the Knicks tonight. I don't know if I want that 9.5.
No, you got to take them on the money line, brother. They're still trying to figure out chemistry and what's not.
Exactly.
Mavericks at home over the Blazers by 11. I like them in the money line, but I don't know if Kyrie Irving's playing tonight. If he's taking a night off to burn incense and sage.
You think so?
Just take the Mavericks in the money line. 11's a big cover, bro, Pearly. 11's a lot of points to cover.
And DeAndre's out, so you know.
Yeah. Ah. Still play it safe. Still play it safe.
Okay.
That 11 is a wicked number, man. You get somebody bust a three-pointer and you up by 11, you now only win by 8. You know that kind of way?
That's a good point.
Utah over the Pistons. I'm taking this money line. Utah at home. Both these teams suck. Utah sucks just a little bit less.
Yeah.
Clippers and the Suns. I like the Clippers on the road. Suns got injuries. Suns got issues. I like the Clippers to get it done. Lakers at home, 5.5-point favorites over the Heat. The Heat got everybody in the lineup. I'll take the Heat in the 5.5 points. The Lakers haven't been playing solid ball lately.
Jimmy Butler's out.
Okay, we'll take the Lakers at home in the money line.
Caleb Martin is a game time decision.
All right, okay.
Hold on. Both Davis and Jimmy.
Oh, I'm not touching that one at all.
All right.
Too many
they'll
issues there.
The game that they'll probably play.
I like the Sacramento Kings over the Orlando Magic. The Magic's a tough team, but I like the Kings. They're at home, and I like them by 5.
Okay. I'll go with you.
There you go. All right. Well, we got Colin Cowherd taking us home today, talking about the issues with the Philadelphia Eagles and if my Cowboys are Super Bowl contenders, as well as some other tidbits. So we're going to take that break. And on the flip side of the break, Colin Cowherd will be taking us home. Pearly, what you got for us tomorrow? I know you're holding it down tomorrow.
Tomorrow I'm gonna talk about John Cano, but I don't want to talk results. I want to talk about the concept of, has John Cano outgrown Bay Street? Do we want to do a new John Cano stadium? What can we do to take John Cano to the next level?
That sounds like a plan, my brother.
Yeah, a lot of
sounds
people
like that can be a good show.
Some statements they made about a John Cano stadium. I saw some huge costumes out there. And the question is, let's put it out there, do we, you know, is this something we want to move on Bay Street or not?
And I think you make a stadium for it, more Bahamians are included now, and then some don't feel so marginalized that they can't pay their hard-earned dollar for the prime seats that they want. You'll have your sponsor section, but you'll also have, you know, proper seating that other Bahamians can enjoy.
You have a whole group of people who walk over the hill. That's part of the culture of it. They walk over the hill to go to John Cano. That's been happening for 60, 70 years. So that's something you got to. It's a lot of intangibles
and components that make it do what it do.
That you have to talk about. So I want to talk about that tomorrow. So people, you know, bring your ideas. I am not talking results. I'm not talking Valley Saxons roots. I'm not talking any of that. I'm talking John Cano.
All right.
The culture, the art, our thing. Okay.
Probably doing it tomorrow for you, holding it down, and on Friday we'll be live from Dunkin' Donuts East Street South. 4 to 6, all right? So keep it right, but you got it. We'll take a quick break. Flip side of the break. Colin Cowherd taking us home. Appreciate you, Pearly. We'll do it again tomorrow, my brother.
Take care.
All right, bless.
Okay.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to catapult your business into the spotlight? Introducing Guardian Business Boots.
Ignite your success, and it's absolutely free to join.
Did you say free?
Yes. Free Guardian Business Boost is not just a program. It's your ticket to unprecedented visibility and growth. The Guardian Media Group is committed to helping the Bahamas prosper by creating new opportunities for small businesses who are the key drivers of that growth.
How does it work?
It works by first registering your business with the Guardian Business Boost at thenassauguardian.com. Then, each month, Guardian Media will pick and boost 5 businesses with 1 month of free ads across our multiple advertising platforms. The Nassau Guardian newspaper, website, Guardian Radio 96.9, Star 106 Hits, and all social media platforms. Catapult your business into the spotlight with Guardian Business Boost. Sign up for free today at thenassauguardian.com.
This holiday season, come into John's for all your footwear and fashion needs, where we have women, men, and children covered for work, church, play, or the party in your life. Jewelry, handbags, and of course, gift cards and a gift for friends and family. And there is our small appliance section. Need a new outfit for the season? Check out our John's fast fashion clothing stores. Our John's Carewear store is the perfect gift shop for a nurse or anyone in healthcare. Come in store or shop online at johnshoes.com for same day delivery or free next day delivery. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas, Bahamas, from John's Shoes.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Just like every Christmas, let KFC bring all your favorite family members together at the table with you as the essential one, the one bringing the chicken. Enjoy a KFC festive bucket packed with 8 pieces of golden fried chicken, family fries, 4 buttery biscuits, and a half gallon Pepsi in a free reusable beverage bag. Available for a limited time, the reusable drink bags are perfect for your future festive feasts. Make your Christmas unique with the taste of KFC.
Well, let's bring on Daryl Moose Johnson. 3 rings, 2 Pro Bowls. Yeah, it is. You know, it's funny. When you live in Dallas, you're in the belly of that thing, and we're on the outside, and we see chaos. We're like, they're not playing well. McCarthy's getting heat. But when you're in Dallas, what is the temperament about what the Cowboys are, Moose, today?
I think it's all good. I think there's genuinely definite concern about going on the road in the playoffs. I think that that's the big trepidation right now. But I think they're good. I agree. You're trying to think back. You know, when was the last time that they really looked good against a quality opponent? So I think that that's one of their bigger challenges.
Sure.
And very, you know, very similar to a lot of the teams we're talking about. You know, everybody's had that little bump during the course of the season. There's nobody that's had smooth sailing this year, not even the 49ers when they had that 3-game losing streak. So I think it's going to be really interesting getting into the playoffs. I think what we've seen the last couple of years is who is that team that's playing the best football as they're coming in.
Yeah.
I think we've got another season of that. Is there anybody that can peak? And, you know, potentially the Cleveland Browns, as you guys touched on.
Yep. Yeah. So, you know, your Cowboy teams were unique. You could play with power. You could play with finesse. You could beat people over the top. You could win situationally with Jimmy and Troy. That's rare. So you had the Eagles last week blowing a 15-point game, which when you look at their O-line and their ability to control time of possession, it's inexplicable. My take on Philadelphia, Moose, has been they don't know what they are. And even if you're a flawed team, if you know what you are, it just, you know, in these close games, Michigan football, they know what they are. They're going to lean on that run game, right? And I look at Philadelphia, and you had the game. What are they offensively? Explain what you would do and what you see with them, because they had that game wrapped up, and all of a sudden they didn't.
Well, I think the big thing is one of the areas that they've talked about that's different from last year is getting out to that big lead and then allowing the defense to kind of control the game, let the pass rush get after the quarterback. They were in a perfect situation last week to do that at 21-6 at halftime. And they didn't do it. And I think you make a great point. I don't think they know what their identity is this season because they're trying to be what they were last season.
Yeah.
And they don't have the ability to do that. I don't think they appreciated the loss of Shane Steichen and Jonathan Gannon enough. And I we got a little bit of that feel this week. because Jonathan Gannon came back and you heard some of the defensive players kind of talk about him in a very, very positive light. And I'm not being critical of Sean Desai or Matt Patricia, but when your head coach or your defensive coordinator has a connection to all the guys and they kind of they play a different style of football, it's an elevated pace, it's a lot of fun. It's a Butch Davis type, you know, coach.
Yeah.
You know, kind of motivates you and, you know, very rah-rah. And, you know, I just think that they're struggling to adjust to the new dynamics of Brian Johnson as the offensive coordinator and Matt Patricia now as their defensive coordinator.
Yeah. So you have the Lions this week. Vikings need a win to help get in order a wild card berth. And I think Minnesota has been a great story. I'm not sure they're a great team. They're on multiple quarterbacks. But Detroit's fascinating. Usually, when you have a really good team that wins a division, the quarterback or the coach are the story. I think their front office is arguably the story. I just think they've drafted so well. Big risks on linebackers, tight ends, running backs early, and they've all hit. I honestly thought I still like Dallas more. When Detroit lost to Dallas, I still like Detroit more. I think they beat the Rams. I think they're deep. I think they're physical. I think they're twitchy. What did you make of the Dallas-Detroit game? When you lose games and you think you're the better team, does it affect you going forward? Because they are a young team, Detroit, in spots.
I think they have to be very careful this week. Or not this week, but when they get into the playoffs. I read that quote from some of the guys. You know, we can't wait to see Dallas in the playoffs. They've already got it mapped out how it's going to happen. You know, with the two and the three playing. We did that back in 1991 against Detroit. They beat us up pretty good at Texas Stadium, and we beat Chicago in the wild card round, and we got Detroit in the divisional round. And we were a little bit revenge motivated, and they beat us worse up in Pontiac than they did during the course of the regular season. So just be careful about that revenge factor as motivation. Understand why you didn't win the game against Dallas, and you can go into the whole 2-point play and it was stolen from us. Whatever you want to think, there's everybody that's speaking to the press right now, players, coaches alike, are talking about the things away from the 2-point play that if they would have done better, they would have been able to win that game. So that needs to remain the focus. You don't want to get too tilted towards that revenge component because that's never a great motivating factor. So that would be my one concern right now is a couple of the guys, you know, Aiden Hutchinson coming out and saying, you know, a little bit, can't wait to get back to him. It doesn't matter what happened in the regular season. We'll get him in the postseason. We'll, you know, kind of we were at a game taken from us and we're going to get revenge on these guys. No, that's not the right way to motivate yourself. You know, the fact is you're North Division champions for the first time in 30 years. You're into the playoffs. You're hosting a whole playoff game. Stay with all the positives that you've accomplished this year and why you are. Just the things that you talked about. You're physical up front. You're explosive down the field. You're powerful. You're twitchy. All the things that you talked about. That's what you need to start talking about as you're getting ready for the playoffs.
All right. There's the rest versus rust theory. Now, Christian McCaffrey, give him the week off. He's dinged up. But what is your sort of take on Baltimore, San Francisco? Mahomes is resting this week. Take your history. Did you like a week off or did you want to play? If you're hot, did you just want to keep getting out there? I think there's young teams in the league like Detroit. I would play my starters. Old teams like San Francisco, I'd probably rest some guys. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I think it's an individual basis, and Jimmy was really good with that. Obviously, you're going to sit down the guys. If you have an injury in week 18 and then you're missing somebody for the playoffs, I mean, it's going to be devastating. So, be selective in that. Troy, Michael, and Emmett didn't play, you know, if we had everything kind of sewed up and we couldn't improve it for them to play. But a lot of the other guys played. Our offensive line played. I played through the game. Jay Novacek played through the game. Our defense was pretty much out there in full go. So I think that there is value in continuing to play at a high level. And I think we saw that, you know, a number of years when that wild card team gets hot, you know, towards the end of the season, because they've been in playoff mode for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, just to get into the playoffs. And they're playing their best football and they don't want that week off. They want to continue to play and stay on that role. You look at what the Giants did with Eli Manning. I mean, on two occasions got into the playoffs and were playing their best football coming in and then rolled through the playoffs. So I think there is value in continuing to have your guys go out there and play and execute at game speed, but you also have to be smart with a Patrick Mahomes, you know, with a Christian McCaffrey, you know, the key guys on your team that you can't afford to lose, or carrying a little bit of an injury, you know, throughout the course of the season. And it just gives them a little bit of extra time to get healthy.
Well, this weekend, it was probably done weeks ago, the USFL and XFL merged. You were the president of ops for USFL. I have been a huge believer in three things over the last 15 years. The MLS, it's grown. The UFC, 20 years ago, when they were spring football. So I've been right on two of them. I am convinced spring football with legalized gambling and our addiction to these urgent sports where there's just limited number of games. I would invest in this tomorrow if I could. I think it's going to work. I think because of COVID, we've had disruptions. Your sort of take on the UFL, the merging of it, you'll work for that operation as well. Your take on spring football.
I agree with you. That's why I continue to be involved in it. You know, for me, it's having the opportunity to change the trajectory of a young man's life. I mean, there's great football players out there.
Yep.
Whether it's timing or circumstance, whatever the reasons are, you know, they didn't get the opportunity to get to the NFL and to be able to give them that other chance and really kind of help them find out the reasons why they didn't stay in the NFL and help correct them. And a lot of times it's not football oriented. It's preparation, accountability, being a pro at everything you do. I mean, those are the elite of the elite when you get up to the NFL yep. level. And you've got to be good at everything. And I think a lot of times we see guys who are really, really talented football players, and they're not staying at the NFL. They'll get a tryout, and they might get into camp and maybe get on the practice roster, being there for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. And why is that? And we get around them on the day-to-day basis, and you start to see some of the behavioral things. And we can help them there as well.
Yep.
So, you know, that's the big thing for me. And this time around, I hope you're right, Colin. I hope you're going to go 3 for 3 on this one. Because for me, it was going to be who's going to be the last league standing.
Yeah.
And I think the NFL was going to kind of stay on the sidelines a little bit and figure out, is it going to be the USFL? Is it going to be the XFL? The fact that we've done the merger now and we've kind of accelerated that process, I hope that we can really start to have meaningful conversations with the NFL, because I truly believe when you look at the offensive line, you look at the quarterback play, Cleveland's on their fourth, they go to Joe Flacco. Jaren Hall gets an opportunity as a fifth-round draft pick in Minnesota. He doesn't really have the success that you would hope. Nick Mullins, you know, he's got great potential, but he's throwing the ball all over the field. There's interceptions. So getting those types of players down into our league and allowing them to see the game at game speed. It's not the NFL game speed, but it's better than practices. It's better than a joint practice. And I had multiple coaches throughout the course of my travels this year doing the broadcasting for the NFL season that understand it as well. And they've come up to me and said, hey, listen, you know, you guys got to get this thing to the finish line, because we really need that ability to either pull players from your league or send players down to continue to grow and develop. And one of the great guys, you know, Evan Neal, his seventh round pick overall, why is he struggling in the NFL? And I'm not saying that's the type of guy that would come into the UFL, but it shows you that even from a program like Alabama, and a guy as talented as Evan Neal, making that jump to the NFL is extremely challenging. And anything you can do to give a player more time at task, more attention to detail, to work on the finer points of the game. And I think that that's where the lack of time on the practice field, in the meeting rooms, from the college level to the professional level, that's where it's had the impact, is on that attention to detail and the time on task for these guys to really grow and develop and become masters of their craft at certain positions.
Moose, great seeing you as always. Appreciate it, man.
You got it. Happy New Year, Colin.
Same to you. Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here to get the latest from the show. Also, be sure to check out more of the best clips from The Herd, or go watch a few segments from other shows on FS1.
So, Keyshawn,